ShareCare, helping you find experts, the top minds in health and medicine. It's ShareCare Radio with Dr. Daria Long Gillespie on RadioMD.com.
Hi, it's Dr. Daria. This happens to be Sleep Awareness Week, so today for our Healthy Family segment, I'll be talking to Dr. Todd Wolin about the importance of sleep for parents, children, and the whole family. Dr. Wolin is a nationally renowned pediatrician and the president of Kids Plus Pediatrics in Pittsburgh. Dr. Wolin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks very much, Daria. It's great to be here. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak to everybody.
Now, I want to jump into one recent study about teens and teens needing more sleep and how they potentially have different circadian rhythms than children and adults. Is this true and why?
It is. So it's as to the why, there's probably something evolutionarily where this came along, but there's absolutely a change. And I think a lot of us can remember back to our teen years where all of a sudden you were able to stay up later. And so it's not uncommon for teenagers do not even feel sleepy until 10 or 11 or even later. They also, lifestyle-wise, start taking on activities that can accentuate this.
Mm-hmm. So, I know there have been go ahead.
Oh, well, I mean, if you think about it, teenagers take on additional responsibilities. So they have homework, obviously, and a fair amount of it when they get to the middle and high school level. But they also have extracurriculars, so that you'll often see them doing sports, and then sometimes they'll even have jobs as well.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. And the things that keep them up late at night, and then you know, with social media and connectedness, it makes it even more likely they'll be staying up late. What are some things we can do to help our kids sleep better? You know, maybe different pointers for different ages. What are some thoughts you have?
Absolutely. Well, the impact of technology, which you brought up, is one of the biggest ones and really emerging. So when I started in, and I actually have been doing sleep medicine for a while as part of our practice, but when we used to talk about sleep hygiene, good things to make sure you're doing to set up your sleep environment such that it supports good sleep, it was making sure that, you know, you weren't doing a lot of heavy activity right before bedtime, maybe shutting off the TV, not having a TV in kids' rooms. Well, that's all really changed because now we have these really mobile technologies in the form of smartphones, pads, and even just regular phones, right, that kids can just, they don't have to be a smartphone, but they can receive texts on. So it's a real issue, and I think the AAP even mentioned in their recent updated policy in 2014 to consider the idea of a media curfew, right? Because there's so many sources of media that can really engage us. And if you think about it, media, particularly video games, they're completely activating. They touch a lot of our senses and really rev up your kind of whole body into a very wakeful state. So trying to do that and then going to sleep or sneaking your phone or your pad into your, you know, bedroom so you can see what tweets or texts are coming along, do a real number on good sleep hygiene. They really kind of diminish the quality of the sleep.
Right, and those things with the blue lights, like our phones, our iPads, don't just disrupt us because they keep us up later, but they actually can disrupt your melatonin and your sleep quality throughout the night, right?
Correct, yeah. Lights, I mean, light really helps trigger our circadian rhythms or your regular sleep-wake cycle. And light is the number one setter of our clock. And so any light which goes, you know, through your eye, hits into the retina and then along some nerve tracts to your pineal gland. That's the gland that secretes melatonin. And that's really what sets your sleep-wake cycle. So when you see people popping melatonin, they're trying to kind of help jumpstart that system into a sleepy mode. But light will disrupt that. So that's why you certainly don't want a lot of light at nighttime. And light from these devices can, again, really interfere.
Okay.
Particularly teens, don't forget. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Teens, on top of everything we talked about with staying up late and having all those extra things, are also faced with kind of a double whammy, which they have the early start times for school, oftentimes 7:30, 7:30, which, you know, the studies are really coming out, including AAP policy, showing that that really puts kids under some pretty big constraints and chronic sleep deprivation.
So it's really important to make sure that people, your children, can wind down at night to be able to be ready for the next day. What are some tips you have for helping them for a variety of ages?
Yeah.
In addition to curfew.
Yeah. Well, okay. So if we're going to go for kids that media would be engaged, and this can't even include younger children. So when I talk to families, particularly the families I talk to about establishing sleep patterns, because sleep patterns can absolutely be trained. I mean, there's a nature and a nurture to things, right? We're hardwired to be morning owls or night owls or morning larks, but you know, you really can nurture how a child develops sleep patterns. So I always tell people that you want to be mindful of not putting a lot of technology, even those little toys that you can hit that make noise, that have lights for the youngest kids, right, that are in their cribs or maybe in the toddler range. And then as we get older, for kids that may be watching some TV or watching a video before bed, if that's sometimes incorporated, making sure it's not abutting right up to bedtime, but that there certainly is a little break for some quiet time. And then, again, making sure that the older kids who I think it'd be hard-pressed to find a teenager who doesn't have some type of smart device, pad, or phone, making sure that they're not taking that into the room. And that may be a hard rule to establish, but to any parent out there listening, you got to start that early. So I mean literally 8, 9, 10, any electronic device, Game Boys, anything like that, they have to stay out in the hall. You have to charge them somewhere where the parents can see them, because it becomes a real issue, not to mention the issue of access to the media that's unfettered for young kids. That's just not a good idea.
That's a great point. So start early. I'm with my daughter's a year old, so I have a couple of years, but I'm going to keep that rule in place.
And I want you to look her sternly in the eye and tell her not to take that smartphone in with her.
Okay, you got it. I probably have 1 or 2 months before she's going to want her own line, so I will.
I'll give you a couple months, yep, for sure.
Okay, great. Now, and it's important, you know, because lack of sleep can increase stress, weight gain. Tell us more about the health implications.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's study after study showing the negative impacts of sleep deprivation. So as you indicated, there's physical and both mental health issues. I mean, the lack of sleep puts you in kind of a stress mode. It disrupts your metabolic process. So weight gain has absolutely been related to sleep deprivation. So we aren't firing on cylinders when we're not getting enough sleep. Our body isn't metabolizing things the way it normally would. So obesity is a risk from sleep deprivation, as well as for teens who are starting to drive. We definitely know there's an increased risk of automobile accidents. And then finally, you know, a decline in academic performance for people that are sleep deprived. One thing that's unusual that people wouldn't think of is a child that's sleep deprived, you think, would be yawning and tired and sleepy. But in kids, it sometimes can have an opposite effect, in that they can be very hyped up and be somewhat impulsive and inattentive. And there's lots of documentation of kids being diagnosed with ADD when, in fact, it was sleep deprivation.
Fascinating. I didn't realize that. So pay attention to the signals that your child may be giving you. Last, in our last, you know, 90 seconds, can you give us a couple more tips to help families wind down for the night?
Yeah, I mean, I would say again, it really starts early. If I can give one recommendation to people, it's really coming up with an ability to ingrain sleep confidence in a child. If you think about it, this is the time when there's really separation, right? The child's going to sleep. Unless you have a family bed and are co-sleeping, the child's typically going into a nursery or into a bed on their own. And if they can establish confidence and comfort in being able to fall asleep on their own, then you've really set the mold for long-term good sleep success. Because if they don't do that, it can really set them up for sleep problems down the road. And again, please be mindful of the media and the devices and the lights in the room. You want to check that out at the door before they get close to bed.
Okay. So, and set those rules early, because it's hard to go back once they're teenagers, right?
Absolutely. Good sleep hygiene and a media curfew. Don't bring the devices into the bedroom.
All right. It's also a good rule for parents to do, because it has the same impact on our brain. And as a new mom, I know I need all the sleep I can get.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Adults are big offenders of this, and as I am sometimes too, but you want to at least make sure that your kids start off on the right foot.
Yeah. And we're their role model, so it's good to remember. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Wolin. And you know, we really look forward to having you back on the show again. I know you've given me some great advice, and I love being able to share that with everyone else. Remember, you can find Dr. Wolin at Kids Plus Pediatrics of Pittsburgh. You can check him out at their website, where they have some fantastic information for you as well. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.